Do. Sleep time with Premi.
Is that you coming up with a new theme song, or is that just Africa?
It's Africa.
Oh, all right. I thought it was, because you always start with a similar, like, rhythm type thing. And then it kind of goes.
It's whatever is playing in my head.
So you have Africa in your head?
Yeah. I just started thinking of the Straight No Chaser thing. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's the Straight No Chaser Christmas thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Christmas thing?
Yeah. You don't know Straight No Chaser? They're a cappella. A cappella?
No,
acapella.
Straight No.
They're from Indiana.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, they're popular, but they go do 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 do. Partridge in the pear tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they take Africa and they turn it into a Christmas song?
Yeah, we'll listen to it later.
Is it called, like, Indiana Africa?
No.
Oh.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Sleepy Time number 6.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Last one was 5.
Wow. That's it?
Yeah. We're only on 6. We don't do this that often.
Well, it's because it just depends on my mood.
Yeah.
I'm a moody person.
No, you're not. It's just, it's with all our moving and stuff, it's tough to really kind of.
Wait, did you tell everyone?
Yeah, you did last episode.
I did?
Yeah.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, you said, oh, we're moving. And I'm pretty sure I said last time that this next, or last episode was going to be our last episode in this apartment. But, nope, we actually are doing another one in here, so, cool.
Yeah, we're in here in this apartment.
I'm going to say that this is probably the last one in this apartment.
Yeah, probably. We have 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. James was talking to me about the schedule of the other show on this feed, and I was just like, that's not for, like, 3 weeks, because we're planning something out, and I realized that it's actually only 2 weeks, so, you know, we have a lot moved, but we gotta move a lot in the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's, I don't like thinking about it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, touching your shirt. Sorry.
What's touching my shirt?
The microphone was touching your shirt.
Oh, it was probably going, like scratching against it, too.
Yeah, I tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it's all good. They've heard worse audio quality on this channel thing.
Well, I'm exhausted this week because I worked my butt off. The whole week. And tonight starts my weekend. And, oh god, I keep breathing in and getting this, like, tickle in my throat lately, and I swear it's from this apartment.
It is, because my eye, every time we're in this room, my eyes tend to water. Yeah, so
I'll be, like, talking, and then I breathe in too fast, and then I, like, choke. I did it during a tour the other day. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I think you're going to see our quality of, like, feeling nasally congested and stuff like that kind of go down pretty soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, the funny thing is, you can now, because of how good this microphone is, you can now, every time, like, I breathe in, you can hear my nose squeak on one of the more recent episodes of Disney College Podcast.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really gross. I almost edited it all out, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I can hear your nose squeak every morning when you breathe.
Yeah, it's awful. I feel like I have, like, a sinus infection 24, like, hours a year.
Yeah, sometimes whenever I'm at trying to wake up in the morning, but I want my, like, last 5 minutes I'm trying to wake up, you'll start snoring, and so I push you really hard so you'll stop, and then you stop for, like, 2 seconds, and I try to fall back asleep, and then you keep snoring again after that, and it's just a whole cycle.
I don't think I snore.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do I actually? Is it really bad?
Bradley, there's a lot of noises that come out of your body.
When I'm asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? I thought I was a pretty silent sleeper.
Like a...
I fart in my sleep?
You fart a lot.
I know I do that, but I didn't know I farted in my sleep.
You fart in your sleep, you snore, you go...
No, I don't. That's creepy.
Maybe I'm just being a little dramatic.
My nose whistles.
That's the worst thing is when that happens. And I'll be like, here, get up. You need to adjust yourself. It's you're snoring.
I've never heard you say this.
Oh, I say that a lot to you. I've probably said it at least 5 times this year already.
Do I, like, respond?
No, you just move. You listen to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when I got into bed the other night and you were like, what did you say? You were like, is something wrong? And I'm like, no. And then you started speaking gibberish. And I was like, okay. And then you made this like high-pitched laugh like, eh. And you did it like 3 times in a row.
I'm sure it's because this week was exhausting. I was probably, like, dead asleep when got into bed. God, I can't. I just keep thinking about how crazy it's been. Yesterday and today were both so, so busy at work. And people just kept coming in and... Oh, you know something that, like, I was thinking about yesterday? I just really wish that, like, people had more respect for those who, like, do work for them. Like, the customer service people. Like, I know everyone says that, but it's really just... I mean, it shouldn't be acceptable anymore the way that people treat other people that are literally doing a job for them to make their life easier. I think it's just really disappointing to see how many people will, like, take advantage of those that are in the service industry. And sometimes I get really down on myself about it because it happens a lot. And it just stinks that, like, I have to remind myself that not everybody's like that. And even if it is just, like, a really bad day and, like, someone's, like, yelling at me because they want their service thing done quicker or something like that. And literally, mind you, I have literally no control over how fast that's done. I'm just the messenger. It's really disappointing to see how many, like, people and, like, older people that, like, end up doing that. But also, like, it just stinks because that happened a lot this week and now I'm trying to get myself out of that, like, sad feeling because people can be really, really mean. But it's good that I also have a lot of really nice people that I run into at work. And at least those people are nice to me. I just feel like people don't deserve it.
Yeah, you see that a lot with retail, too.
Kinda. It's just really sad. Like, I don't understand where people get off, like, telling... Like, yelling at other people and being so absolutely entitled when, like, I don't know. It's just disappointing. And that's why I really need to work at getting out of the service industry. And I think over the next 15 months for a new apartment, I'm going to try really hard to, like, get myself more marketable so that I can get, like, a job that I'll enjoy more.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like this job. I think, honestly, I've been really, really happy with this job. And besides, like, the customer service part of it, especially with this company that I just became a part of, they're really great. And I can't stop talking about how great they are. And I love all my people that I work with. They're all so nice. But it just stinks. Like, feeling kind of like a servant.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, having gotten out of the service industry, and probably, I mean, someday, you know, I'm probably going to have to be back in it, but it's like one of those, like, you never realize how much it really affects, you do realize how much it really affects you. I mean,
I think I just am, like, really, really aware of my feelings, and that's why I can't just, like, go along with things as easily as some other people can, like, just shrug things off, you know?
Yeah.
I can't. And maybe it's because I'm a Capricorn, I don't know. But I have a grudge to, like, to build a castle.
Yeah.
I will hold a grudge at all times. And then eventually I'll let it go. Someday. But I won't forget. I remember everything. I don't think some people even realize the things that I remember.
Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you about one time in fifth grade whenever this teacher wanted me to join Spell Bowl? And, like, I was gonna join because I'm really good at spelling. And then the same teacher, like, screamed at me because me and this girl that I was best friends with were getting into, like, a huge argument because her and this other girl, let's name her, like, Sarah, she was the new girl. And then, let's say Jasmine is the original friend. So, like, Sarah took Jasmine away from me in fifth grade, and then the mean, evil teacher put it all on me because Jasmine's mother had passed away, like, 2 years ago, and it's really sad. Like, I felt terrible about it, but, like, that's not why she's acting out. I mean, maybe it is, but you, like, don't put it on another kid just because Jasmine, like, is being a brat. And so I didn't join Spell Bowl. Because
yeah.
of her.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that.
It made me so mad. I couldn't let it go.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that where it's like,
I think her name was Mrs. Rogers. Douche. Yeah. I don't care if you listen to this, Mrs. Rogers. You were mean.
Can you imagine if she just randomly stumbled upon this one episode and was like, I'm gonna listen to this?
Yeah, I mean, if she listens to this and doesn't apologize to me, then, I mean, like, I don't know. She's already dead to me, so.
Oh, God.
Dang. What? I don't like her. She hurt my feelings.
I know.
I also got in trouble in, like, first grade for biting a girl because she wanted me to bite her because we were playing Monkey and Banana. This is my, like, these are, like, deep pit memories that, like, my core memories that I will never forget in my life. Excuse me. And the teacher, her name was Mrs. Green. She screamed at me and said, you're really lucky that the principal's not here today or else you'd be in big trouble. Just because I bit this kid because she told me to. I was in first grade. I'm going to freaking bite someone if they tell me to. It's fun. What? I like biting people.
Oh, God.
You know that. I like to bite your arm sometimes.
That does happen.
I know other people like to bite. It just feels good for some reason. I don't bite hard. I'm sorry. I've seen. I know other people like doing that. I know for a fact. Especially women.
Like our cats.
Cats like to do it, but yeah. Especially women. I see it all the time. On TikToks, the weird, like, things that, like, monkey brain takes over and you just want to bite something.
What?
It's because it's cute. I don't know.
I've never felt like that before.
Yeah, because you're a very strange person. Like, you don't have a lot of the same feelings that I see many people have.
I mean, I feel like if we asked, like, Dan or something,
he'll know what monkey brain is. It's your monkey brain. It takes over, and you just want to bite.
Do you just mean, like, monkey brain? Do you mean, like, you're, like, what's it called? Like,
you're
primal? Is that what it is? Primal?
Yeah, like your instincts are like, yes, please, can I bite this? It's like whenever you see, like, Play-Doh and you want to chew on it because it just looks good. You don't do that?
No.
God, I don't like this. No, I do that with a lot of things. I would, like, I don't know, let me think of a different thing. Silly Putty, I used to literally chew on Silly Putty. And you know those TikToks about how girls, there's always TikToks about how people used to chew on Polly Pocket clothes. And I used to do that. I would never do that now because it's strange and I don't have any. But
that's your reason because you don't have any.
But yeah, people used to chew on it because it's literally like your monkey brain primal instinct. Like, I don't know. It just makes you feel good. Like, like you want to gnaw on it.
I've never heard of this, honestly.
Oh, it's legit. I mean, I've heard Ask anybody.
I've heard of, like, the primal stuff. Like, I feel like we're using the wrong word for primal. I feel like that's going to have a weird meaning that's going to come back to...
I don't know. Caveman instinct?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, there's definitely...
It's kind of like, you know that... oh, crap. What's that thing called whenever, it's the in-between of, like, looking like human and not looking like human? That, like...
Evolution?
No, yeah.
The second I just said evolution, your Indiana accent came in.
That's because I'm going backwards.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Indianians. Hoosiers. Hoosiers. No, you know the thing... you know how people get, like, really freaked out when they see, like, robots that look like humans? What's that thing called? Crap.
Food chain?
Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
What the heck is wrong with you? You don't know what the Uncanny Valley is?
No.
It's the thing where people think it, like... We'll have to go over it at some point. It's too, like, hard to explain.
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, the Uncanny Valley. That's where people feel, like, creeped out by things that look too human but don't look human enough. And the reason people feel that way, that people think anyways, is because there must have been something that could take a human form that was... a danger to us in the past. You've never heard that? Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. No, I've never heard of this theory.
Oh, it's creepy.
So is that kind of like a, like, Bigfoot type thing? Like,
no, it's not a Bigfoot type thing. It's legit. Like, people are freaked out by it.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, because you said there used to be something that could take human form. So I'm saying not, like, Bigfoot to be exact, but, like, is it a chupacabra that turns into things?
No, people think that the reason we have that effect is because of something in the past that we don't know about, which is what the way I'm making the connection is. The reason I might feel like I want to, like, chew on Silly Putty is because maybe in the past there was something that was, like, that same texture that was just, like, super delicious, or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I didn't know that was called Uncanny Valley.
What I just said isn't Uncanny Valley.
It's not?
No. The Uncanny Valley is when something is not human...
Oh,
so, but looks human.
So the other thing is just instincts. And then...
You're making this way too hard. You're making this way harder than it is.
Yeah.
I'm just explaining it.
Yeah.
I'm explaining it as best I can.
No, no, no. I know. I thought that you were talking about the same thing. And I think when I said primal, I think I meant just instincts in general.
Yeah. It's like, another thing. Like... why so many people are freaking obsessed with Squishmallows. which I have one right here. Ew, there's cat litter on this. Look. That's gross. Well, that's fun. I think Kiki and Mia got kitty litter on my bunny rabbit. I have a bunny squishmallow for everyone who doesn't know.
What's its name?
Isabella, okay. I guess. I looked it up last night. I didn't know that. So this is my only squishmallow.
Yeah, what did you...
Oh, besides Yoda.
Well, you started talking about your... You have a Yoda one?
Baby Yoda in my car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little baby.
You were saying something about squishmallows.
Oh, like how all these people are obsessed with squishmallows and they buy them as a comfort item. I don't know. I feel like that kind of has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, it's all...
It's like a comfort thing, I feel like.
I feel like... with that, I feel like it's more of a...
Like daddy issues?
It's more of a... what's the word? Where, like, I'm, like, addicted to buying, like, collector's item, where it's, like, you become obsessed and the need to... complete a collection and buy all the ones that you can.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the thing about how people think that women like shopping so much because we were the gatherers?
Yeah, that was on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think it makes sense because you want to, like, gather all the nice, shiny, pretty things.
Well, they're also, like...
Where's your hunting instinct?
Well, that's the thing I was going to talk about. There's, like, ADHD ones where, like, people who have ADD or ADHD and stay up later and stuff were the people to keep watch at night and do stuff like that.
Oh, that's so creepy if that's true.
Yeah, so they're able to... Like, they're not able to go and do the hunting and stuff like that. Like, that's not what they're built for. Like, they're built for keeping watch and, like...
Huh. I really always wonder, like, what the world would be like if it was, like, not the way it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not just all work. Yeah. I mean, it could be work, but it could be fun work.
Yeah, like, I've always thought...
What?
I've thought about that where it's like, you know, like we're all kind of born here, so like we should be able to go see everything for free, kind of. But then you're kind of, it's tough because someone's got to fly the plane, and then it's like, well, they don't want to just keep doing that for free. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because then they don't get to go see the world. So it's like, that's probably where currency was kind of introduced, and then it just kind of blew up.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but I feel like there's gotta be a better way to do things.
Oh, there's gotta be. I don't know if it will change somewhat, though.
Mm-hmm. I want a private jet.
You want a private jet?
Nah, not really.
No.
I don't care about private jets.
Yeah, even first class.
I'd like a little boat or something, like in 50 First States. We could live on a boat.
That'd be cool. I get so seasick, though.
Live in a van.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Can we do van life? Can we just save up a whole bunch of money and do van life, and I'll work from my computer?
It's always a possibility.
That means no.
It's always a possibility.
What are your reservations about that? Why don't you want to do that? What's your first thought that makes you think, I don't think I want to do van life?
One, I don't really like driving.
You don't have to drive. You can drive an hour for the day, or you can go... Like, we drive every day anyways. Might as well drive somewhere cool.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just like having that indoor, like... bed. Like, I mean, obviously the van would have that, but I like having that kind of like home base, which you still could with van life, but it's...
I don't like the home base because I like to feel free. I like to feel free. I'm like a...
Yeah, I just kind of, I feel like I like having the place knowing, like, oh, say our van breaks down or something, like.
Then we have the money to fix it.
Yeah, but then you still gotta wait for it to be fixed. You can't go home and
you wait for it to be fixed. You go do an adventure instead. That's the point.
Yeah, but where would the cats go?
I don't know. We take them with us in a backpack. Like, we have the backpack things. Right. There's different options here. A huge eyebrow popping out. Wow, that's a long one. Alright, we're going to have to get that a little bit later.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Oh, it's huge.
Is this the eyebrow pulling segment? It's so long.
Yeah. Why is it so long? It's like literally... It's like an inch. Jeez, I can pull it. Eek! No, it's not coming out. I can't do it with my nails. I don't know. We gotta do van life someday. Come on.
We'll probably try it. I mean,
I want to so bad. I think we would feel so good. Like, I think it would feel really, like, in touch with the earth and, like, spiritual thing. And, like, we can still have... I just think that it would be so fun. We'd have so much travel and, like... I don't know. Before we have children, if we do.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, I'm not saying no. I
know, I just want you to be more of a yes than a no, and I can tell you're more of a no than a yes right now.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds scary, but I think by the end of our lease we could get a van.
Right now.
We live on a tour bus.
That'd be cool.
We could put Disney College Podcast on the side of it.
Yeah, one of us could become a famous musician within the next 15 months, so, you know.
I can't either,
so we're kind of screwed on that one.
I can only sing kind of off-key, and in the car, and that's about it. If people want to pay to hear me sing in the car, I'll start recording it, but I don't want them to watch me. If anybody out there would like to pay to listen to me singing in the car, kind of like whenever I start the podcasts with the theme songs, but probably more Taylor Swift. Then definitely let us know. I will do it, but not for cheap. So,
well, that's your new career, to capitalize on the Taylor Swift putting out the Taylor's versions. You just put Emmy's versions.
We're doing that. We're starting it tonight.
So when people like Let's Google go. It, although we can't make the instrumentals, so it'd be her instrumentals. So technically...
No, we can make the instrument.
Oh, so it's just going to be...
It would be like...
Yeah, it's just going to be...
like with our arms.
making violin noises. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That would be so funny. I think we just thought of our new most capitalizable idea. God, yeah. I'm so thirsty. Is there water in that?
Yeah. So that will be out on April, when is it? April 9th?
April 9th. That's, that's another reason. So people have this theory that Taylor Swift is bisexual, which I think would be awesome. Because she was very close with someone in, I think it was like her guitarist that was a woman during the Fearless era, and then that girl got fired because people started thinking that Taylor Swift was a lesbian, and I guess the record label didn't like that. And April 9th is it's the Gay Pride Day or something.
I think that's in June, isn't it?
No. April 9th is special day, and I can't remember the exact name of it. Let me see.
It's Kristen Stewart's birthday. As well as Hugh Hefner and Ella Fanning. What a weird lineup of birthdays that day.
Who is?
Kristen Stewart, Hugh
Hefner. It's Day of Silence.
What's that?
So the Day of Silence is to spread awareness about the effects of bullying and harassment of LGBT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had events for that in school, I think.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember what they named it, but...
I didn't know it was on the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, alright.
So that's why, that's another reason people think that theory. Oh, I wore my cardigan sweater today during a tour, and a girl said she liked it, and it made me feel really good, and I wanted to talk to her more about Taylor Swift, but her boyfriend was there, and I knew he didn't want to listen to that, so. She was a teacher. She's very sweet.
Nice. Maybe she'll live there, and you guys can be friends.
Uh-huh. Her future neighbors... applied last night, so we'll see if they move in.
Nice. That would be cool. Would they move in around the same time? Mm-hmm. What do you...
April
4th. Oh, April 1st.
Yeah.
So it's an April Fool's joke? They're not actually moving in?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I didn't say April 1st.
Oh, I thought you said April 1st.
I started to say it, but I probably shouldn't say what the day is exactly.
Oh.
You know what would be awesome is if I was able to get all these people to say that I referred them, because technically I did refer them, and then we get $1,000 off.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's why I really want Jordan and Will to move in October, because one, I want to be neighbors so that I can see my best friends all the time, and then two, we could get $1,000 off, and if we really wanted to be nice, we could take them out to dinner or something with some of that.
Well, wouldn't they? They'd have to sign a year, and we're only there for like 6 months longer, right?
They don't have to sign a year.
They probably would want to, though, right?
Yeah, but they want to move anyways.
Oh, all right.
So, I think they would love it there, too. I know that they love their current apartment, but I think... they would like this one much better.
Yeah, there's a pool.
There's
a hot tub.
There's a hot tub. There's us.
That's the selling point. That's, everyone should move there solely for that reason.
Yeah, and then tell the leasing manager, me, that I referred you there. And then actually you can tell my manager that, and then I'll get $1,000 off. And I'll give you a big hug after COVID's done. If we're still in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, the way it's going, it doesn't seem like that. So.
Ooh, sorry. This tasted like garlic bread.
Good thing there's no edits on this show. Because I don't have to go in and take that out like I do on the other show.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I did something last night in the show. I, like, sniffed my nose super hard, and I'm like, oop, good thing we edit.
Okay, let's do a contest. Are you ready?
Sure.
Who can make the most realistic-sounding duck noise? You go first.
Is that what they do?
No, I was just trying something. How do they sound?
That's a goose.
Oh.
You've distracted the cats. Mia doesn't like that.
Let's try a fox. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Oh, no.
Don't they make like...
Hi, Mia.
They kind of make like...
They go...
I think they just made little squeaks, don't you?
No, they sound like they're laughing.
Like a hyena?
They go... Like that.
Oh, I don't like that noise.
Now we'll find a video later. Can you do, Can you do a wallaby?
No, I don't actually think I can.
I can sing their song. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Watch me wallaby, mate. Watch me wallaby something. It's a Wiggles song. I can't remember the song lyrics.
Good thing that we put an ad on this show, because you just said that they cannot hear you sing unless they pay.
That was,
That was a free trial.
It was a free trial. If you guys want more, please subscribe to this, and then write us,
your review.
Your interview and a review. Yeah. And then, send us a DM of what song you'd like me to cover, and I'll do it.
Or if you go into our anchor.fm page, you can send us a voice memo, and we'll play it on the show.
We'll do that. That's fun, too.
Sometimes. I think you can also donate money that way, too.
They don't have to donate money to us. No,
they all have to. Everyone who listens and got to this point.
You don't donate, you pay for my services.
Yeah.
It's not donations, Bradley. I'm important. Not that donations aren't important, but I'm giving you a service, you're paying for it.
Well, then that means that we'd have to pay taxes on it.
All right, everybody, hear me out. If you're going to listen to my future songs, I will send them to you through, like, the WhatsApp, if you Venmo me $20.
No, we'll just upload them all to Patreon. Venmo you $20. We'll just upload them to...
Yeah, you don't get taxed on that, right? I don't know. probably do.
On Venmo? Yeah, you get fees.
Screw it!
Why don't we just do it through, Patreon.
What's that?
It's like OnlyFans, but not nudity.
Patreon. We can do it on, YouTube.
That wouldn't be free. That would be free.
No.
Yeah, it would. On YouTube? Oh, you can do subscriptions on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which James should do.
It's making OnlyFans just of Mia stretching.
Or we'll just put the unedited banned episode of this show. The lost episode.
Which one?
The
one of me getting mad at you about political things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's ever gonna hear that.
I don't think there was...
That was a fight.
I don't think there was another... I think there was another one we just didn't put up because I didn't like it.
Yeah, because you sounded sad. Or something. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. What are you gonna do for me?
You already got... Yeah, I gave you your stuff already.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do?
Probably a lot of apartment stuff.
What?
But not a lot of, like, okay. The heavy stuff. A lot of, like, listen, decorating.
I'm exhausted. It's my special day.
Okay. I was thinking we go over and make the new keys. Do stuff like that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
We do that. We'll get lunch.
Lunch where?
I don't know.
And then I'll give you your present.
What is it?
I can't say it on the air. It's not real.
I got you flowers? I thought you said we were doing Valentine's Day.
We aren't.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just pretending on this thing to have Valentine's Day?
We're not doing Valentine's Day, but we are doing Valentine's
Day. But we are. If you had said that and then I didn't, you would have been so bummed.
You already got me something.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I love my flower.
We'll put them in the apartment.
He got me those everlasting roses, and they're very pretty, and they smell delish.
I really like the smell, yeah. I mean, they all kind of, each year they kind of smell similar, but they're like...
They're really potent at first, and then you can smell it, though, like, if you walk by.
Yeah.
Which you can't really do with normal flowers. I feel like I can never smell normal flowers.
The thing is, like, because at first I was just going to get you normal flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But then you mentioned, you're like, but the tradition. And I was like, oh, all right. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to get the same, like, concept that I think of the first one. First year, I got the little mini box, right?
I love my little mini box.
The second, last year, I got the two in the box, I believe, right? Oh, four?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's only four in the new one, too.
But the new one is a different kind of box. It's, like, more of a display.
Oh, okay.
Because the other one was just a cardboard box, and I love them, but this one's more of, like, fancy.
Yeah.
And it looks like a decoration.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to look so good. I'm going to probably put it in the bathroom.
I mean, we do use the bathroom a lot, so it'll be nice to see.
I just think it'll be cute in the bathroom.
I can't wait to build a throne for my candle.
No. I think I have hives on my butt.
Yeah.
I feel
it's probably
it's my thigh, but
I mean, I have what, like a pimple or something on my head, so it's probably something to do with the bed.
I don't know, do we have bed bugs?
Would it surprise you?
No.
No, I know.
It's a new mattress.
No, it's probably the sheets.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy stuff so bad. I've just been like saving so much lately, and I like can't decide what I would want to buy, so I just, like, keep saving, which I guess is actually a really good thing, but I want to buy something.
Yeah, well,
like, I wanted to buy that Nintendo Switch, and I can't get myself to do it.
Yeah, I have trouble with that, too. It's probably good that we didn't, because we're going to be spending a lot on stuff for the apartment, so.
I know.
It's just hard to actually click purchase on the stuff for the apartment.
Yeah, it's so difficult because we're not actually in there yet and we don't know what everything's going to look like. And
yeah.
I just don't want to buy something and then hate it and then be like, well, I spent that much on it. We have to keep it or we have to return it and it's really heavy and annoying.
Yeah.
That's one of the
things. I agree. The only reason I want to get stuff in there is just so it's not like this apartment where it was just kind of, it took 2 years to actually put stuff in here.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We'll put stuff in it, don't worry.
Yeah.
We can't not put stuff in it.
We'll just live with nothing in there, like how it is right now. Just us and the cats.
And the marbles.
Yeah.
We'll just play Mancala on the ground.
Yeah, that's...
That's our new life.
We also were shutting off the HVAC, and we're not using any water. So, we have to... You know how you can...
It's cold water, it's free.
Oh, cool. You know how you can...
Cold showers only.
Yeah. Cold showers only.
No lights.
You can wash your clothes.
We can use candles.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I got the perfect candle.
Oh, fuck. I take that back.
No, the dishwasher you can't use. You can only use the washer on cold. Because we're not using... We're shutting off everything. We're making it so our power and electricity... Oh, yeah, we're gonna...
Well, we are gonna do those things probably anyways, but we're definitely gonna use the lights.
And yeah, we're using it, yeah. I was saying that, and I don't want to have any... Like, I want our bill to show up and them to be like, I think there's an error. You're paying $0.
That would be funny. Ha. I'm tired.
Yeah, we're getting to the point of the episode that,
we're bored.
Yeah. Which, it seems about time to wrap it up. Do you have anything that you would like to keep the people with until...
Yeah, I have a question for everybody. Anyone who has piercings, do you know how to get the freaking earrings to not freaking hurt? Because mine hurt, and it's been like 4 months.
If you want to answer that question, go to anchor.fm/dcollegepod, and you can find the voice memos thing, and it will. You can just fill that out, and we will play it on the show and take your suggestions.
Please help me. It hurts. It hurts to sleep on my ears.
So you can follow.
It's in ear piercing, everyone. It's not a creepy one.
Where did you think?
I don't know. People might think I got something weird pierced. I don't know. It's just my ear. The cartilage. I have the freaking keloid bumps, but apparently they're not keloid bumps. They're actually an infection or something. I don't know. And they just keep getting bad and then good and then bad and then good and then they never get perfect. So, yeah.
Maybe the advertisement picture for the show. I'll take a picture of your ear.
Please don't. I'm embarrassed. No, I'm kidding. Anyone who thinks about getting their ears pierced at a mall piercing place, especially if it's like a hardcore piercing, like your cartilage or your teeth, don't do it at the mall. Because it's probably not a very good idea if you have sensitive skin and ears, like me.
I would also like to address the rumors. Nobody else is going to know this from, except for my friends on Facebook. I do not have 100-something tattoos.
142.
I don't have 142 tattoos. Don't know where I'd put those. I don't have any tattoos. So.
Oh, my ear.
Do you have...
Sorry, there's stuff that... I just always have issues with my ears. I feel like... Now it keeps, like, feeling like I'm in an airplane.
Do you feel like in this apartment, when it's quiet and the fan's not going, that it's ringing?
Yeah.
Or is that just my ears?
Well, sometimes when I stand up, my ear goes completely deaf, and then it rings for, like, a minute, and then it pops back open. Is like, that weird? I think I have vertigo, but I went and got tested for it once, and they said I didn't have it, and I just don't trust doctors.
Well, no, I mean, what I mean is how we're sitting here right now. If we weren't to talk, do you think that the recording would pick up a ringing?
No, I think it'd pick up me at eating.
So, that's probably just my ears, then.
No, I get the ringing in my ears. It's just a normal thing.
Oh, because I have it like 24/7.
Yeah, you probably just hyper focus on it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty constant.
I also listen to music very loud, so.
Yeah, but I get like a huge like a pop, and it's probably awful. I should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I get really dizzy when I stand up sometimes, to the point I see stars. You know what? I never realized that you actually do see stars when you get dizzy sometimes. Have you ever had that happen?
No, I just start getting, my vision gets a little bit more blurry.
It looks like legit stars in your vision. It's so weird. It's kind of pretty, but it's scary.
Yeah, I've never had that.
It looks like little sparkles. It's crazy.
Huh.
Yeah, no, it happens. They're not lying when they say that you see stars when you're dizzy.
All right, do you want to leave everybody with something?
Yes, go watch Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella on Disney Plus. It is the best Cinderella version ever. So go watch it and enjoy. Because Whitney Houston and Brandy are the bomb diggity dog. And also Bernadette
Peters.
Peters is great. And pretty much everyone in there. Whoopi. Whoopi Goldberg.
And then Disney, when you get a chance, send us that advertisement check for all the people we just sent to you.
You're welcome. We love you. Bye.